It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. First, here are some words from our two friends that are worth thinking about.
McGee, I watched a little red-haired tyke buying his weekly supply of candy today.
Yeah?
2 cents for licorice whips, a penny for jawbreakers. Oh, he had every one of his pennies carefully accounted for.
Smart kid. Now, when he grows up...
I know. He'll be able to balance his checkbook.
More than that. He'll be able to handle the kind of problem a lot of folks with limited incomes face today. Budgeting for plain, everyday living expenses. And for other important things, too, like life insurance protection.
Well, that's just exactly why the Prudential Insurance Company has those easy-to-budget weekly and monthly premium plans, isn't it?
Yep. With these Prudential policies, folks who have to watch their dollars can make small weekly or monthly payments over the year and still enjoy regular life insurance protection. And for extra protection, these policies have valuable disability and accidental means death benefits.
You can get them for every member of your family in amounts from, a few hundred dollars up to several thousand dollars. And to make it really convenient, your Prudential agent calls at your home for the payments.
Yes, and your Prudential agent will be glad to drop around and give you all the details. Just call him.
Mr. McGee is downtown this morning, which gives Mrs. McGee a chance to get some housework done. She's happily dusting the living room furniture right now and singing merrily to herself.
Oh, let me go, let me go, let me go, lover.
Cleaners, ma'am. Right back, cleaners.
Oh, yes.
You called in for a pickup?
That's right. Just a minute. Come in, won't you?
Oh, thanks. Sure is a pretty day out, isn't it?
Yes. My husband went downtown this morning and didn't take his overcoat. That's why I called you. Thought this would be a good time to have it cleaned right quick.
You called the right place.
Here it is. You'll have it back by 6 tonight, won't you? The weather may turn cold again, you see.
We'll have it back, don't worry. One day service. Right back cleaners always bring it right back. That's our motto.
Good. Pardon me a moment.
That's okay. I'll make your slip out.
79 Wistful Vista, Molly McGee speaking.
Mrs. McGee. This is Mr. Wimple. Wallace Wimple?
Oh, yes, Mr. Wimple. How are you?
Oh, fine. I feel just wonderful. Wonderful.
And Mrs. Wimple?
Out of town.
Oh?
Say, I hate to bother you, but is Mr. McGee home? Since Sweetie Face is gone, I thought maybe he and I could attend a meeting of the PTA tonight at the Elks.
The PTA?
Yes, the Pool Table Association.
Oh, yes, he mentioned that on occasion.
please don't ever tell her what it means, or... There go my free Wednesday nights.
Oh, don't you worry. Your secret is safe with me. But I'm sorry, Mr. Wimple. McGee's not here.
Oh?
Just left half an hour ago. Went down to get a haircut. Joe's barbershop.
Oh? Well, it's such a nice morning. I think I'll take a walk over there and sit down and wait for him. Anyhow, there's a story in Peekaboo Detective Magazine over there at the barbershop that I never finished.
Oh?
It's all about a detective who's on the trail of a man who slugged his big old wife. And I'm dying to see how he made out.
The detective?
No, the man. Hey, goodbye.
Bye.
Here's your receipt, ma'am. Oh, did you empty the pockets?
Oh, dear, I'm glad you reminded me of that. His pockets are always so cluttered with junk. Oh, candy bar. Well, that's one pocket. Let's see what's in the other one.
Yeah, this is kind of fascinating.
That's funny. Empty.
Too bad. We still got room on the tabletop here.
Oh, the pocket's got a hole in it. No wonder. Well, I'll fix that when you bring it back. There you are.
Okay, thanks. I'll have it back at... Oh, wait a minute. There's something in the inside pocket here. Oh, a Valentine card.
Oh?
Just to hold your hand in mind sends tingles up and down my spine. So won't you make my life divine and say you'll be my...
Give me that.
Gee, I'm sorry. I didn't know you, it's nothing to be ashamed of, lady.
Well, I...
Me and my wife, we always exchange stupid things like that around Valentine's Day. It's a holiday. It gets you.
Sure.
And you should be flattered he saved yours. I usually throw mine away.
I suppose you're right.
Boy, that husband of yours, He sure must be a romantic type guy. You better keep an eye on him. Well, don't worry. I'll be back with his coat at 6.
Oh, I thought he'd never leave. Hello, Mabel. Molly. Look, Mabel, I've got to talk to you right away. It's about a Valentine card I sent McGee. Well, it was signed Your Loving Molly, and I just found one in his overcoat pocket signed Snooky. Yes, an entirely different card. Of course I didn't send it. I haven't the slight... Wait a minute. It says, just to hold your hand in mine sends tingles up and down my spine. Snooky. Mabel, it's that manicurist at the barbershop, Helen Snookerman. She's after McGee, Mabel. Oh, dear. Wait right there. I'll be right over. Oh, my. Oh.
Back to Wistful Vista in a minute.
Hello, Charlie boy. What do you know?
Farm buildings. Farm buildings that work for you. That's what I know.
Buildings that work for you. I don't get it, Charlie boy.
You will if you read Better Farming. Buildings designed to make money for the farmer. Up-to-the-minute buildings with a brand new look. Do everything but milk the cow for you.
Sounds great. Where'd you say you read about them?
In Better Farming. Better Farming for February.
Yes, the article, New Buildings Work For You, is only one of the many features you'll find in Better Farming. All these features, all that you read in Better Farming, is designed for just one thing. To help you make your farm a better farm. That's our dedicated aim, better farming for better farm living. And that's why, incidentally, the name of Country Gentleman was changed to Better Farming. Now the name and the aim are the same, Better Farming. Read Better Farming. Read Better Farming and help make your farm a better farm.
Now, don't look so worried.
Well, this is such a silly situation. I wish I knew what to
do. Well, just relax. Relax. That's it. Now, let me have your coat.
But I told you over the phone. McGee is over there at that barbershop right now, Mabel, in that girl's clutches. And the poor lad, he's so inexperienced when it comes to, well, designing women.
Ah, for goodness sake.
But for all I know, this very moment, she may be cutting his nails, holding his hand.
When did Fib ever get a barbershop manicure?
Well, not since I've known him, come to think of it. But he's over there just the same, getting his hair cut. And she's there.
Look, Ma, for goodness sake, a barbershop is a public place. There's nothing to worry about in a barbershop.
Well, yeah, I guess that's true. And Mr. Wimple's over there with him.
If she had lured him out to some nightclub or something, it'd be different. You know, dinner for two, candlelight.
Oh, Mabel, don't say things like that.
Oh, Ma, let's look at this sensibly. Now, what actually has happened?
Well?
A flirtatious little manicurist sends your husband a Valentine card. He puts it in his overcoat pocket where you find it 10 days later. Now, just exactly what does that prove?
Well, for one thing, it proves he values her card enough to save it for 10 whole days.
How do you know he saved it? We all know how forgetful he is. He probably meant to throw it away the same day after showing it to the boys for a laugh, but he probably forgot.
Well, he has been known to carry a check for the power company around in his pocket for a month and then say, "What happened?" when our lights go out.
Sure, you see what I mean.
Well, Mabel, I feel much better.
Oh, sure. Now forget it. Come on. Go home, tear the card up, forget the whole thing.
You don't think I ought to mention it to McGee, huh?
Oh, be the worst thing you could do. It'd sound like you don't trust him, and my goodness, that'd be just...
Oh, you know I trust McGee. Heavenly days, it isn't him. It was just her I was worried about. And I guess I can't blame her much either. He is rather handsome and sort of romantic and exciting to be with.
Who?
McGee.
Oh, him, yes.
I can still remember how it was at the high school prom. All those girls flocking around him. Just begging for a dance, tearing at his clothes and all. I had a bad cold that night and couldn't go, but he stopped by and told me all about it on his way home.
He did, huh?
Yes. Wasn't that sweet of him? Mm-hmm. Being so popular like that and all, and he thought enough of me to leave early and spend the rest of the evening sharing that basket of fruit my Aunt Sarah sent me.
Well, that's fib. Anything to eat.
Why he chose me, I'll never know. But he's been wonderful to me, Mabel.
Yeah, well, that's swell, Moll. Now,
I'm just crazy about that man.
Good, good. Now you just get...
Imagine. Even that Mildred Flockbender girl was after him. But he chose me.
Yeah, well, that... Who?
Mildred Flockbender. She was the prettiest girl in town. Used to call McGee up at least 6 times a day. Of course, she never would admit it when I asked her about it. But McGee never kept anything from me. He was always that way. That's why I can't imagine why he never mentioned this card.
Oh, he probably didn't want to worry you unnecessarily. Take my advice, Moll. Dismiss this whole incident from your mind. It's silly. Forget it.
You're right, Mabel. I guess I have been making a mountain out of a molehill. I feel so much better.
Good. I'll get your coat and then you'll just... Oh, just a minute. Excuse me, Moll.
Hi, Mabe. How's everything?
Oh, you. What do you want?
Huh? What the heck's the matter with you?
Not a thing. And if you're looking for your poor, sweet little wife, she's inside.
I know. That's why I came over here.
Hello, dearie. McGee, your overcoat.
Huh?
You're wearing your overcoat.
Yeah. It was nice and warm when I left this morning, but I didn't want to take any chances, so I wore it. Why so surprised?
Well, I just gave an overcoat to the cleaner. A blue one, just like that.
Oh, you mean the big one that was hanging on the rack in the hall?
Yes.
Oh, that was Mort's.
Mort's?
Yeah, Mort Toops. You know, Mabe, your husband. Mort left it there this morning when he picked me up. We went to the barbershop together, and Mort's still down there, but I... Where's she going?
Mabel, come back here. At least take your hat and coat.
Hey, what's the matter with her?
Never mind, dearie. Hand me her hat and coat there. Quick.
Huh?
You run on home. I'll see you later. Mabel! Wait a minute, Mabel!
Hey, look at her go. Gee whiz. Nobody said a word about how they like my new haircut.
Fibber and Molly will be right back.
For skin that's clear and extra clean, use Dial, Dial, Dial. Complexions love this mild routine, use Dial, Dial, Dial.
You can't see what's happening underneath your makeup, but you can be sure of this. If you wash beforehand with mild, gentle Dial soap, invisible skin bacteria won't spoil your complexion. Because Dial removes up to 95% of skin bacteria that often spread surface blemishes and make them worse. And ordinary face soaps leave thousands of bacteria. When you put on makeup, these bacteria are free to cause trouble underneath. But daily washing with Dial gently removes them. Dial's the one leading soap that contains AT7, or hexachlorophene, the most effective bacteria remover known. And it clings to your skin, continually retarding the growth of new bacteria. That's why mild, gentle Dial soap protects your complexion even under makeup.
McGee, I think that was a terrible thing to do.
Gee whiz, Molly, it was all in fun. How'd I know it would backfire like this? That serves Mort Toops right for saving that card me and Doc sent him in the first place.
You never should have
done... I told him 1,000 times. Mort, I says, you better get rid of that card, I says. The joke's over, I says. And if Mabel ever finds it, she'll break...
Goodness, that reminds me. Let's be sure to send him a basket of fruit tomorrow. Maybe it'll make him feel better.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Bill Thompson as Mr. Wimple and Mary Jane Croft as Mabel Toots. Sam Edwards played the man. This is John Wald inviting you to sit in on the big library move tomorrow night on Fibber McGee and Molly. Join the great Gildersleeve and all his friends tonight on the NBC Radio Network.